Chapter 26. That evening, as I sat down to dinner, Griselda said,
"Oh, I forgot to tell you, Len. This note arrived for you when you were out."
I took it and shook my head. Across the top was written, "By hand. Urgent." "This," I said, "must be from Miss Marple. She's the only old lady who hasn't written to me today." I was right. "Dear Mr. Clement, I would very much like to talk to you. I will come over at 9:30. Perhaps dear Griselda and Dennis would be very kind and come over here and entertain my nephew. If I do not hear, I will come at the time I have said. Yours very sincerely, Jane Marple." I handed the note to Griselda.
"Oh, we'll go," she said cheerfully.
They left at 9:00, and at 9:30 exactly, there was a little knock on my study window, and I opened the glass door for Miss Marple to come in.
"I think that you are wondering why I am so interested in this murder. I would like to explain."
She paused, and I offered her a chair.
"You see, because I live alone, I need a hobby. I could, of course, choose sewing or drawing, but my hobby is human nature. It is so interesting. And when there is a mystery, and I think I know the answer, it is so satisfying to find that I am right."
"You usually are," I said, smiling. Then I told her about the 3 notes I had received that afternoon. I told her about the picture at Old Hall with the person's face cut. I told her how Miss Cram had behaved at the police station. And I also told her about the shiny brown stone I had found. "But it's probably got nothing to do with the case," I continued. "Dr. Haydock said it was picric acid." I then asked her the question that I had wanted to ask her for some time. "Miss Marple, who do you suspect? You said that there were 7 people."
"At least, yes," said Miss Marple. "But the point is that each thing has got to be explained correctly, and that's very difficult. If it wasn't for that note."
"The note?"
"Yes, that note is wrong somehow."
"But," I said, "it has been explained. It was written at 6:35, and another person, the murderer, put the incorrect time, 6:20, at the top."
"But even so," said Miss Marple, "it's all wrong."
"But why?"
"Listen."
She leaned forward excitedly.
"Mrs. Protheroe walked past my garden, and she went to the study window, and she looked in, and she didn't see Colonel Protheroe."
"Because he was writing at the desk," I said.
"And that's what's all wrong. That was at 6:20. He wouldn't have needed to tell you that he couldn't wait any longer until 6:30. So, why was he sitting at the desk then?"
"I never thought of that," I said.
"Let us think about it again. Mrs. Protheroe went to the window and thought the study was empty. Otherwise, she would not have gone down to the studio to meet Mr. Redding. And that leaves 3 possibilities."
"Does it?"
"The first is that Colonel Protheroe was dead already. But I don't think that's likely. He'd only been there for 5 minutes. The second possibility is, of course, that he was sitting at the desk writing a note. But it must have been a different note from the one that was found. And the third..."
"Yes," I said.
"Well, the third is, of course, that the room really was empty."
You mean that after he had been shown in, he went out again and came back later?
Yes. But why would he have done that?
Miss Marple shook her head and stood up.
I must go home. It has been good to have this little talk.
Thank you, I said. But I feel more confused than before.
Oh, don't say that. I have one idea that fits nearly everything. That is, except for one coincidence. And I think one coincidence is all right. More than one, of course, is not.
So, you really think that you know who killed Colonel Protheroe? I asked.
Yes, except for... if only that note had said something different.
She moved towards the window and on her way put her hand into the pot of a rather tired houseplant.
Poor thing. Your servant should water this plant every day. I suppose it is Mary who looks after it.
I'm not sure that looks after are the right words for anything that Mary does, I said. She came back from the inquest and found Lettice Protheroe here, and Lettice told her that she didn't clean properly. It upset her.
Oh!
Miss Marple was just about to step into the garden when she suddenly stopped.
So that was it. Perfectly possible all the time.
She turned to me.
I have been stupid. Very, very stupid. Good night, Mr. Clement.
And she went quickly across the lawn towards her house.